Today, on Tuesday, January 16th, 2024, the word of the Lord came to me saying the following. Too long have my children listened to the whispers of demons in my name. Too long have the values of the fallen guided the children of light. Too long have my people walked in darkness while calling out my name into the heavens. This day is the beginning of the end of the lies whispered in my name. I will no longer tolerate those who speak the lies of Satan in the congregations called by my name. I will no longer listen to lessons on leadership, power, control, influence, manipulation, and prosperity. Long have these topics been the stock and trade of false prophets, the teachers and preachers who speak out of the desires of their own hearts and claim inspiration by my Spirit. The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven this generation, not now nor in the world to come. All who claim to deliver a word from the Lord that I have not spoken, or an instruction to my people that I have not given, will be devoted to destruction. I will now free my people from the wolves who are shepherding my flock. For those who speak their own words in my name, there will be no mercy. I will turn the flocks against the shepherds as I turned Israel against their Egyptian masters. I myself will send plagues against the shepherds until they release my sheep from their sheep pens. My assaults will be relentless, and my words to the shepherds who lead them are only these. Let my people go, that they may worship me in spirit and in truth in the wilderness prepared for them. I wish to see my people in tents. I will tolerate no more cathedrals. I wish to see my people pray and listen to my voice. I will tolerate no more those who claim to speak to them on my behalf. Even this voice you hear now will not be necessary in the days to come. I will shepherd my people, and I will call out to my flock. My Messiah alone will lead them, and he will come to them as a child comes, humble, submissive, ready to serve, and eager to listen. If you know of no such children, this is not because my word is false, but because your discipleship is defective. Too long have I tolerated the despoiling of the earth and the corruption of my children. I called out to Abraham in order to preserve through him a remnant on the earth, a faithful generation, children of righteousness who shine as the stars in the night. But those who call themselves by my name have worshipped the false gods of this age, and their children have been corrupted by the demons they have worshipped. No more, no more, children of the earth. My long days of silence and mercy are ended. From the dawn of this new year, 100 days are allotted for preparation for judgment. Repent, my children, if you are my children. Turn from the wickedness of your ways and the licentiousness of your teachings. Why would you be destroyed? Why would you have me turn my face from you? Judgment is coming on the world. Need the judgment of the wicked consume my people as well? Separate yourselves from those who speak in my name words I have not spoken. You ask, how will we know your word? You will know my word by its fruit. And you ask, what is this fruit? It is the fruit of obedience to the words I have preserved through my prophets and apostles. Men have not preserved my word. I have preserved my word. Many have attempted to change it, to alter it, to corrupt it, to pervert it to their own ends. But I have protected it by holy hands and hidden places, that those who wish to add and subtract from what I have said have been found out. I conscripted the wicked to prove the truthful witness I have preserved, that my people might hear and learn. Listen to what I have preserved. Do what I have asked. Receive who I am making you, and you will shine in the dark places of the world. Continue worshiping idols of your own making, hidden within ideals, principles, laws, constitutions, and cultures you have made yourselves, and I will leave you to the gods you have chosen, gods which could not save the world in the days of Noah, which could not forestall the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, which have lost every nation that they have incited to arise from the beginning to now. Never have they withstood my judgment. They live now only by my mercy. If you believe they can save you from the curse, then worship them. But those who wish to be called by my name must separate themselves from false and useless shepherds. Return to my word, and I will speak to you again. Return to obedience, and I will rescue you from the tyranny of your fallen masters. Return to goodness, and I will break the bonds which enslave you to yourselves. May those who have ears to hear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Selah, and Amen. And so in response I prayed, Come, Lord Jesus. The Spirit and the bride say, Come. The wicked cry mercy, but do not hear, O Lord, for your people are in hard bondage. Hear our cry and deliver us as you have promised, O Lord, the one who is making the heavens and the earth. Amen.